Hello, this is William Hemphill, host of the Faith and Family Matters podcast, the show where we talk about ways to build our faith and strengthen our marriages and families. I am your host, and a little bit about me. I am a marital therapist and ordained clergy, and I talk about matters of faith and family because I am passionate about building families. I've been married over 25 years. I have three children who are now grown that we were blessed to adopt. And I have served in many churches over the years. And now I work as a marital therapist, building and strengthening marriages and helping people who have dealt with marital conflict. Want to talk to you a little bit about today's episodes. Today's episode talks about the importance of guarding our heart. And a scripture passage that we'll use today is Proverbs 4:23, which tells us to guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of it flows the issues of life. So, want to get into a brief story that talks about the importance of guarding our heart in our relationships. So my wife and I, earlier this year, 2023, we were at a faith conference. Actually, it was a faith and therapy conference, and I was scheduled to do some speaking there. I did some speaking there. It happened to be on the beach in Jekyll Island, and so we took advantage of that to have some beach time and alone time. So it was the morning, I think it was the morning or when I actually spoke, and we walked out. We're watching the sunrise and we're holding hands. Well, naturally, in this beautiful environment where we're holding hands, we start sharing intimate thoughts about our life, the importance of things going on in our hearts. And as we were walking back, I think I was sharing something about my hopes and dreams about where I wanted marriage to go. And we're there looking at each other, enjoying the sand, hearing the water come in and out, a little breeze. It was simply beautiful. We were connecting well. Well, at this particular moment, I'm sharing something in my heart, and all of a sudden, my wife does this. Ooh, driftwood. And she walks away, and she goes to pick up the driftwood. Naturally, my heart is feeling like I am being ignored in this moment, and I'm not being valued or even feeling a little bit abandoned. So she grabs the driftwood, and as she comes back, she notices that I've gotten a little bit silent. She says, well, go ahead, keep talking. Well, by that point, my heart was hurting a little bit, and so I didn't say very much. Plus, we were close to being finished with the walk. Here's the thing. When we talk about guarding our hearts, we're talking about guarding what God has given us in our hearts. We're talking about that it's our personal responsibility to care for it. Our spouses can care about our hearts, but we like to say, especially in marital work, we care for our hearts. I want us to think about that for a moment and why that's important. Who knows first and most often when our hearts are hurt? In this particular story, I'm the one who realized that my heart was hurting. My wife did not realize that in the moment. Who also knows the desires of our heart best? In that moment I was talking about walking on the beach in driftwood, I was longing for intimacy and connection. I am the one who's most aware of the desires of my heart and the one who is most aware of the woundings that have occurred in my heart. In that story, I talked about how I felt abandoned and ignored. Well, if I look back in my past history, sometimes that has happened sometimes. Sometimes I've felt abandoned by friends. I've had situations where I felt abandoned by family. And I've had situations where I've tried to do things and I've been ignored by my kids. I don't know if any of you have been parents. You may understand what that is a little bit. But what's interesting about that in saying that, these are wounds that have happened on my heart. And what happens is when we have those wounds on our heart, sometimes we can get a little sensitive. My wife was not intending to ignore me when we're in the midst of the conversation on the beach and she saw driftwood. She just wanted to pick up the driftwood. She liked seeing driftwood. But it was my responsibility to care for my heart or to guard my heart. So part of guarding and caring for my heart for me was identifying what was going on in me. I started that identification process by realizing that I had gotten silent, which meant that I was having a reaction. Then I had to examine myself and see, why did I go silent? Man, I'm no longer in this conversation. What's going on with me? I'm feeling a little bit of pain. I then asked God, help me deal with that pain. Let me know what was going on. And so as I did that process, I was able to identify that I was feeling abandoned and ignored. And I also identified that my desire was to have intimacy and connection. And so because I was able to do that, when we eventually came upstairs, my wife and I sat down like, I guess it was on the deck. And then I had a talk with her. I said, hey, babe, can I talk with you for a moment? You know, when you went to pick up the driftwood and I got silent, we were in the midst of conversation and I felt abandoned and ignored. And really what I was wanting and enjoying already was the connection we were having. Notice how I said that. I said what I felt. I was feeling abandoned and ignored. And I also said my desire was to enjoy the connection that we were already having on the beach. Here's what's powerful about that. She was able to listen, and she just reflected what I said. She said, hey, I hear that you were feeling abandoned and ignored, and actually I was enjoying the connection we were having too. And then she could tell me, she said, you know, when I was going to get the driftwood, I was still actually listening to you. I just wanted to pick up some driftwood for the moment. Here's the thing about that. Because I was aware of my heart and learned how to identify what was going on, I could use the fact that I could see the wounding and the longing in my heart by practicing guarding it and being aware of it so that I could communicate to my wife what went on. And we could build even greater connection. Because in that moment when we talked about what was going on in our hearts, we had greater connection. So this is why we talk about the importance of guarding our hearts with all diligence. And that includes being aware of our hearts, knowing the desires of our hearts, understanding the wounding in our heart, getting language about feelings and emotions that affect our heart, and being able to communicate those things to our spouse and to our loved ones. And it also means not exposing ourselves to things that could be harmful to us. Why is this important? Because out of our heart flows the issues of life. Another verse talks about, I believe, out of our heart flows everything that we do. So as we think about the importance of this today, let's remember this verse, guarding our heart, and that it's our responsibility to guard our hearts. Our spouses can care about our hearts. And my wife did care about my heart in the Driftwood story. That's why she was able to listen and reflect back, and we were able to have conversation. Guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of them flows the issues of life. This is William Hemphill with the Faith and Family Matters broadcast, thanking you for joining us today. Take care and be blessed.